It's over, gang. The woke leftists and the legacy media are openly admitting that the Biden campaign is in utter disarray. Campaign staffers are quitting in droves, and more media pundits are recognizing that if things don't change and change dramatically for Biden, number 45 is about to become number 47 in an electoral landslide. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. As you can see, I am on the road again, but I'm still here as your patron professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. If you haven't already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, remember, gang, we have been totally and completely demonetized by the Grinches at Google. So make sure to show some love to the sponsor of this video. And that's our amazing friends over at Goldco. Now, you may have heard about President Trump issuing a dire warning about America and the very thing we depend upon to live, the U.S. dollar. If Trump's warning comes true, this could be bigger than what he said, losing any war. And if Trump's prediction is right, and he's been right about a lot of things, obviously, and we do lose our status as the world's reserve currency, just imagine how that could impact your retirement savings and your quality of life. So that's why you should take Trump's warning seriously by clicking on that link below and going to turleywarning.com right now, because there you'll see that thousands of Americans, what they're doing to help protect their savings before it's too late. Plus, when you click on that link, you even see how to get up to $10,000 in free silver to protect your savings. But gang, don't wait. We may not have long if Trump's prophecy comes true. So hurry up, click on that link below, or go to turleywarning.com right now. CNN has just released their first electoral projection map for the 2024 election, and it is officially panic time for the woke left. According to CNN, and that's the key, this is not a map according to Fox or Breitbart or Newsmax. This is CNN, the most distrusted name in fake news. According to their polling, the road to 270 right now shows that were the election held today, Trump would be guaranteed 272 electoral votes. In other words, Trump is about to make the single biggest political comeback in history. Now, these polls and electoral projections are coming out at the same time reports are surfacing that campaign staffers are abandoning the Biden campaign in droves. Newsweek magazine is reporting the ongoing fallout from the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is actually causing a huge rupture inside the Biden campaign, so much so that more and more campaign staffers and operatives are quitting in protest to Biden's pro-Israel stance. Now, it's not just the Democrat Party that's splitting over the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. As you can see, it's the Biden campaign itself. The Biden campaign is more and more unraveling over that issue. Again, remember, we've been reporting on this for weeks now, but it's very important to keep in mind. The Democrats are basically suffering right now from two civil wars from within their ranks at one and the same time. So you got the pro-Palestinian progressive faction openly defying and opposing the pro-Israeli liberal faction. And it's very, very serious. Again, we reported on Muslim leaders from several battleground states officially launching an organized national campaign to ensure that Biden loses 2024. You heard that right. These are otherwise loyal Democrats who are organizing and openly campaigning against Biden. So that's one civil war. The other civil war involves the ongoing fallout from the border crisis that everyone blames on Biden, including Democrats. The latest Monmouth poll that just came out has Biden's approval tanking to the low 20s when it comes to his handling of immigration, particularly the southern border. And that's because half of Democrats disapprove of it. So now we got big city mayors like Eric Adams in New York, Brandon Johnson in Chicago, coming out and telling Biden that he must secure the border and stop the flow of illegal migrants or their cities are going to implode. And then you've got urban voters who are livid over the fact that public services are being suspended in order to pay for the deluge of illegal migrants in their cities. So those two civil wars are causing the Biden campaign to implode. You got Democrats bailing on him. You got campaign staffers bailing on him. You got Arab Muslims bailing on him. You got big city mayors bailing on him. And to make matters even worse, The Hill just reported that the latest Monmouth poll has Biden seeking to a new approval low of just 34%. He's 4 points away from hitting the 20s. And that's what every approval poll is showing. They're all showing how the national sentiment toward Biden is souring across the country. The Babylon Bee satirically caught the sentiment with the headline, "Nation beginning to regret Buffalo guy's failure to seize the presidency." That's right. I think more and more people at this point would rather have the so-called QAnon shaman as president rather than our current incontinent in chief. But all this points to the key strategy of not just beating Biden. It points to how we beat the Democrats as a whole, how we consign them to a permanent political minority. We beat them in such a way, right, that the MAGA movement becomes a supermajority, all the while the Democrats contract into a permanent peripheral opposition. And the way we do that is by splitting the left and uniting the right. That's the key. If we split the left and unite the right, disaffected liberals like Dave Rubin and Elon Musk and Joe Rogan, they come over to a fully united Republican Party. And what are we all united both for and against? We're united for the very things that Biden has failed on, like a secure border, energy independence, and the celebration of our patriotism and pride we have in Americans. And we unite against all things woke. Nothing splits the left and unites the right like all things woke. Even half of Democrats despise all things woke. And they're increasingly willing to unite themselves to a united party that promises to destroy all things woke. So that's the key to seeing MAGA become a supermajority and the Democrats to a permanent minority. We have to continue to foster this fission, this factional split on the left, all the while those very forces splitting the left more and more unite the right. And that single force that both splits the left and unites the right is wokeness. Wokeness in the guise of a pro-Palestinian progressive left combined with open borders is igniting two civil wars inside the Democratic Party, all the while uniting the right and sending more and more disaffected liberals to join up with MAGA forces. If this single dynamic that both divides and unites continues, that CNN projection map is going to have a whole lot of red.
But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes. And it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.